Quotes of the Garden of Education, Education with Love by Rabbi Shalom Arush and translated by Rabbi Laser Brody. Children are a parent's best spiritual life insurance. A parent may have severe judgments leveled at him in the heavenly court. However, a defending angel contends, true, according to the letter of law and divine justice, this person deserves a terrible illness or even worse. But what about his children? They don't deserve to grow up without a father or mother. A claim like this can save a person's life. Consequently, many people are granted continued life by virtue of their children. Suppose that a parent cherishes honesty and is always truthful. Such a parent doesn't have to scold a child who fibs. When the child sees how devastated the parent is from hearing a lie, such as a shocked facial gesture, the child will understand how wrong it is to deviate from the truth. But if the parent yells at the child, and the parent himself is not always honest, his reprimand will only lead to resistance and rebellion within the child. Every affront to peace in the home scars the child's soul. The amount of damage depends on the sensitivity of the children. There are sensitive souls that are damaged even by subliminal tension. Other souls are damaged from small fights. It is clear, though, that every type of marital altercation creates emotional problems, trauma, scars, and mental illness in children. Tragically, we often meet people who grew up with damage to their soul caused by lack of marital peace between the parents. This damage is hard to rectify. Nevertheless, each of us must know that we will have to give an accounting for the fact that we did not study and prepare ourselves for life as a spouse and parent. Every person is certainly obligated to educate himself, as if it was legislated into law, because marriage and parenthood are immense responsibilities. Many protest and say, if there's no flower, there's no Torah. True, but if a parent is obsessed with making money at the expense of fulfilling his obligations toward his children, he's likely to have a rude awakening. What good is the money if the children are wild and unruly? Alarmingly, the same goes for a parent who concentrates on his own spiritual advancement while neglecting his children's Torah and service of Hashem. What good is his lofty spiritual level if the children are left behind? A person only becomes a human when he overcomes his tendency to become angry and cause pain to other people. A human prefers to suffer pain rather than inflict pain on others. If a person makes a monetary mistake, then he loses money, nothing more. But when a person makes a mistake in child rearing, it's tantamount to a capital crime, because it causes lifelong damage to a child. Therefore, if a parent is not sure what to do, no action is better than the wrong action. An educator of small children must know that whatever he instills in them will remain with them the rest of their lives. He is raising the next generation of great sages of Israel. Their success, and the success of the entire world, is in his hands. His patience and understanding will determine the future. Imagine if the educator who taught a great Jewish sage would have smothered his soul, GD forbid. Or simply not have paid enough attention to him, thus preventing him from progressing as he did. An educator who makes a child feel special, elevating a possibly slumbering soul that will ultimately become a Torah leader, builds the Jewish people with his own hands.